really put my mind to why I buy sugar.
You can't intimidate me into buying it because I want to be tagged a big girl.
Me, I can only do I should be at my own convenience.
Go to any event in Nigeria and you're almost certain to see groups of people wearing clothes made from the same material. These colorful uniforms, called ashwebi, have become so widely accepted at events that you will never be admitted into some venues without them. Is it possible to say no to buying an ashwebi without being looked at as a traitor or an enemy of the celebrant? Well, let's find out. Hello, my name is Lilian Ogazi and this is The Bearing coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we are looking at why ashwebi has become a societal norm for events like weddings and birthdays and how it ruins relationships. The term ashwebi is coined from two Yoruba words, asho, meaning cloth, and ebi, which means family. The tradition was developed as a means of identification for relatives at Nigerian weddings, funerals, and other celebrations. The custom has grown from just family members of the celebrant to friends, colleagues, and acquaintances wearing it as a way of showing solidarity, but also as a means of having a sense of belonging and cultural identity. Over time, the culture of wearing ashwebi to show solidarity has somewhat started to look forced, where only people who buy ashwebi get certain privileges at events. People buy and wear ashwebi at all costs. But why? Is it to show support and solidarity, or because they do not want to be left out?
My name is Mrs. Ruth Ilia Daniel. I do buy ashwebi for ceremonies in order to support the people during the ceremony. It's a way of supporting and being showing that you are part of them, you belong. Yeah, somehow I feel, because you know, there is beauty in when you all of you appear uniformly, colorfully. It makes the wedding to look colorful, and you feel among, like, yeah, you're part of it, those people that invited you. But if you don't do it at times, there's a way you might feel. Well, honestly, on that aspect, I'm not with them. I don't support that, because you don't know, these days things are hard and people should not really make it like a necessity like that. Me, I can only do I should be at my own convenience. I don't go extra mile. If I can't afford it, then I won't do it. I don't think it should be banned, because it should depend on individual. It's a choice. Okay. Those people that are making it to be a business venture, that's their own. If you as a person cannot afford it, you cannot kill yourself.
I should be adds color to an event. Yes, it makes occasions very beautiful, you know, and very colorful. That this is my take on it. But then some people are so greedy. Some people are so greedy. Like, before my wedding, one of my very good friend wanted me to do her chief bridesmaid, because the child and the white wedding was the same day. So I agreed, because we're pretty close. When she sent me the amount, she told me 30,000. I said, That was November, and I was preparing for my wedding in December. I said, 30 guinea. I looked at my pocket. I was already spending. Moreover, I could not bring out such amounts. Some people would do that because, you know, different mentality. And then the material, the stuff it is made of. But I knew that material was not that expensive. So when she told me that amount, I was disappointed, because I already bought materials for my ashwebi. Both my white wedding and my traditional marriage, I gave them free. Both gele. They were happy. They were thanking me. Not that I had too much, but this is what people are doing for you. You should not come and start siphoning them. you know, using the opportunity to steal from them. No, they are trying to grace your occasion. They are trying to make your occasion beautiful. They should not pay for it. If you must sell it, it should be the same amount you bought it. Or better still, just add something for your stress, for your transport, not using it as a business, for your own occasion. I can never feel discriminated when I don't buy your ashebi. I never felt bad when I didn't buy that my friend's ashebi. In fact, I was mad at her for even telling me that I didn't feel any bad. I've bought ashebi before, even before my wedding. The highest I paid for ashebi was 10,000. It should not be a necessity. We have differences. Some people don't like it for an occasion. Some people don't want the stress of going to market to buy lace for people. I don't see it as a necessity. But you know, most times we just want our occasion to look rich and colorful. And that's when they go for the ashebi. But I've gone for an event where they didn't have ashebi. Just the girl with her bridal train. Ashebi for ceremonies should be banned. No. It should be a choice, just as it is right now. You can't force me to buy your ashebi. If you want to do it, if you want to turn it into a business venture, it has to do with me, the buyer. If I look at the lace and I know that this lace shouldn't be worth more than 10,000 naira, you're telling me 25,000 naira. You can't intimidate me into buying it because I want to be tagged a big girl. I am not that kind of person.
Why do I buy ashebi? I've not really thought up. I've not really put my mind to why I buy ashebi. Okay, well, I buy ashebi because it's my friend's big day. I buy ashebi because I just want to add to her colorful day. That's it. Then the highest amount I can pay on the ashebi. Well, I can pay any amount too. I'm serious. I can pay any amount depending on if is a friend I trust or I like. I can pay any amount. I don't mind. And also depends on if I have the budget. I can spend like 100,000, if that's what that friend put as her ashebi, I can spend that amount. I can close my eyes and bring out the money and it will not do me anything in my body because that's my friend. But if it's a friend that I don't like, I'm not spending anything on you. Do you feel discriminated against when? Do I feel? I don't at all. Because if you do not put me in your ashebi, I feel maybe you don't want me in part of your ashebi people, or you don't have me as your friend the way I have you as my friend. That's what I feel. So I don't feel discriminated. I don't feel bad. And I'll even dress on, maybe I'll dress on a different attire and dress very well on that day. But should I want it to be banned? No, I don't. Because I really enjoy that colorful attire, different people wearing different attires. It makes that day bright and colorful. So I never want it to be banned.
I think the reason why people buy ashebis or I buy ashebis for ceremonies is for me to, let's say, is for identification sake. Or some again, they want to like maybe generate some income from that, from the sale of that ashebi. Maybe they also get some profit. So that's why we buy it, just to support their celebration or their distance. I've never really bought an ashebi, but it depends. I think most of the ashebis, the reason why I haven't bought that, because most of the celebration I've gone to, maybe the demand for us to wear a color that I've already had, so there was no need for me to buy it. The amount doesn't really come to mind is to support the celebrant. Not really, because not all figures are equal. It depends on the perspective or the IQ of that person. For instance, myself, if I don't wear the ashebi, it doesn't really disturb me because I know the situation of the economy and what I'm facing. So I feel my presence and the contribution I make is more worth than the ashebi. We are born of different distinct. We grew up differently. We grew up with different perspective, and we learn different things. So it depends on what is the priority of that person who is celebrating. What is the priority? Some don't take that as priority, some take that as priority. So I feel it depends on the priority and social mindset. But the way the economy is now, or the country is, no, ashebi shouldn't be bad, because that is a way for some to have some extra things to support one or two of their activities. The only thing I would advise is the price tag shouldn't be much, to the extent that the people that are willing to get their ashebis do not get it.
My name is Yakubu Samira. Me, I don't normally buy Ashubi for any ceremony except if it's a close family or a close friend. That's when I buy Ashubi. And the highest amount I can spend on Ashubi, well, it depends if I'm the chief bridesmaid or if it is a close relation, then maybe, let's say, the highest 15,000. And I don't feel discriminated against when I don't feel discriminated when I don't buy Ashubi for a friend's wedding or ceremony, because it's not something that is not a must. And also, I think the society, the attitude of society towards Ashubi a necessity for events, I don't think it's okay, because some people get to borrow money just because they want to join the Ashubi train, and it's not making life easier for them. Well, I don't think Ashubi should be banned, because some people are enjoying it while some people are getting money from meat, like those people that will sell the wrappers. So it should be left open for everyone. It's their choice. If you want to, if you don't want to, it's fine.
Those were some people sharing their thoughts on buying Ashubi. It is almost impossible to conceive of an event or party in Nigeria without the family cloth. With Ashubi being in constant popular demand, some are being bought at outrageous prices. How big a business venture is it? Well, I visited Utako Ultra Modern Market in Abuja, where I spoke to some Ashubi fabric vendors who spoke about how lucrative the business has become. I am currently at Utako Market here in FCT Abuja, and I'm with a vendor who sells fabric, particularly fabrics for Ashubi. Let's meet you, sir.
Yeah, my name is Mr. Emmanuel. And well, the people who do Ashubi is from the wedding, and they do come once in a time. And it happened to be that if they are coming once in a time, like maybe if 100 people are doing Ashubi in the whole Abuja, maybe like 50 people, they will go in a different kind of shop, not one particular shop. That is why it will be like service lot.
No, but for you now, how often do you get requests to supply Ashubi?
It's just once in a while. It depends the customer you have. You know, it depends on your customer rate.
Okay. So what kind of fabrics do these people buy?
Well, some people buy crepe, some people buy scuba, depends, or duchess. They use duchess fabric. Some use satin.
So would you say, for you as a fabric vendor, would you say getting an opportunity to supply Ashubi for a wedding is a big business opportunity for you?
Yes, it's a very big business, because if you ask for Ashubi now, it depends how many people that is doing the Ashubi. If they are up to like maybe 15, 20, you know how many quantities of yardage that will go for the 20 people.
Do you know that these people buy them from you at this price and they sell them at double the price?
Some people do that, because someone who can come and buy the whole 20, 30 years and keep it for his own self. Maybe the person who is doing the wedding himself, he would buy it and keep for his own self and call one or two people and introduce the market, listen for them, tell them that he's the one selling the material.
And with that, don't you run at a loss?
No, I have already done my own business. He's the one doing his own business. You get.
Do you think they should ban Ashubis for weddings?
No. They will not ban Ashubi for a wedding. The fact is that if they say they have Ashubi, you can send the color of what you need to all your people that will need to have that Ashubi, so that you go sketch. Everybody can go and look for his own particular color, particular that color the person sent for Ashubi.
Is it compulsory to buy or wear that color? Why don't you wear whatever it is you want to wear?
No, it's not purposeful. You know, this, everybody have his color. For you, you have your own color. You can say maybe it's pink. Some people will say maybe it's red. It depends what you feel like to do. Ashubi is a good thing for every woman being. As long as you are doing wedding, you must do it.
I'm currently here with another vendor who also sells fabrics. Can I meet you, sir?
My name is Mr. Chimezie Akuneto.
Okay.
I sell fabrics in Otaku Market, Favor Line Shop 287. Probably yes. It actually helps. Like the patronage coming from everybody that is into the Ashebi, especially the celebrants and the friends. Like these days, they have a lot of Ashebis. It's not just one group. There are like many groups, and having to supply to them, it helps us with the business. A lot of interest, not just for us, but for the celebrant too. Sometimes they have to input their own small interest, at least to make out something from it.
Okay, so you're saying that aside you people, the celebrants also add up money to make money from it?
Yes, of course. That's the whole idea of the thing. You are trying to support your celebrant. Though some celebrant which are high end may not want anybody. Some even give out for free. Some, especially in burials, when it comes to funerals, it's almost free. But when it comes to weddings, sometimes they try to add up a little, like maybe small money, at least to make out something from it. But in the end, everybody benefits, because the fabric too will be of high quality. Because for the celebrant to choose, it has to be of high quality. You will benefit by it. You will be using it afterward. So it's good for everybody. And at least it gives the celebrant also a sense of belonging. When everybody is putting on ashebi, it means like you have people. So that's just it. It's a win-win situation for everybody.
So is it including for the vendor? So how often do you get this? And did you see a boost in your business when it happens?
Yes, it comes, yes, a bit often. Like, but especially during the festive periods, like this past Easter and hopefully the Christmas and New Year, because that's most times that people do their wedding stuff and funeral. So around that period is always at its peak.
So if you know how ashebi is becoming a problem, if you don't buy, you and the celebrants will have lifelong beef, or people are always having issues saying, okay, I bought burnt orange before and now you want me to buy burnt orange again and all. Do you think ashebi should be banned a little bit, at least to give people who are buying peace of mind, especially with how the celebrants increase the money? Is the money them increasing it? Is it just from them, or is it also from the vendors?
I don't think it's from the vendor, because for a celebrant, before they come to the market, they must have made some inquiries before coming. So they always opt for the best option. They always go for the best option to buy the fabric. So it's not from them. Even with the ones I've dealt with, the money they add is just a little amount, at least to make up for some other inconveniences that may come up. Do you understand? Because some people at the end of the day, if assuming you purchase like say 30 ashebis, at the end of the day maybe 28 people will buy, and two people will be left behind, will not buy or something like that. Two of them, maybe in the long run you have to bear the loss, or you bring it back, we sell and give you when we sell. Do you understand? So I don't think there is any, it's not bad. I'm not saying it's not bad. Only the sense of belonging that it gives to the celebrant. Aside from that, making small money, even if it's 10, 20, 30, even if it's 100K out of it, it will boost your, at least the money that you need for your celebration. It's very important. I've done it for so many people and I advise everybody to also include in doing it for others. It's very good.
Those were some fabric vendors in Abuja. Quite an interesting stance. You are listening to The Bearing, coming to you from Daily Trust. You can listen to or download this episode on Buzzsprout, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify and TuneIn Radio by searching for The Bearing. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola and Unity FM 93.3 in Jos. We'll be going on break Tuesday. Trendy and impactful stories of the day,
treated inside out with in-depth analysis
to give you insight into the issues that matter.
The issue of injustice needs to be addressed. We are going into hell.
Why are you sending your child? Why are you that poor? Are you that hungry?
No, we are not practicing any democracy in Nigeria. They don't deal with us well.
Trust us on Nigeria Daily, a daily podcast from Daily Trust,
to bring to you the news behind the news.
So listen in, log into our website at dailytrust.com or on buzzsprout.com.
You can also listen in on Spotify and TuneIn Radio.
Follow up on Instagram and Twitter at Daily Trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust.
You are welcome back. This is The Bearing coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we are talking about the Ashwebi syndrome at Nigerian event and celebrations. Before we went on break, we had a chat with some people about why they bought Ashwebi, and we also spoke to some Ashwebi vendors about how big a venture the Ashwebi business had become. Even though several features of celebrations have been relegated or flat out abandoned over the course of time, the Ashwebi tradition has stood the test of time in Nigeria. Why has society held on to this tradition for so long? Bilkisu Ahmed posed this question to a sociologist.
Moikano Madaki from the Department of Sociology, Bayero University. That's my name. That's a good question. I want to start by saying that human beings cannot walk without dressing. And the style, the fashion, the appearance, and the nature of dresses are always determined by cultural prescriptions of particular geographical domains. Now, Ashwebi or Anko has stand the test of time over the years for so many reasons, particularly in Nigeria, because people see it as something that makes them to feel they belong.
Okay.
It tells them why and how they should appear. When people dress same way, normally Ashwebi or Anko are done during festivities, celebrations, and weddings. And what make people to dress Ashwebi sometimes, no matter how expensive it is they want to feel at home. They want to feel they belong. They also want to be recognized. Again, most importantly, when you appear in the same unique attire during celebrations, festivities, or weddings, you realize you appear so fashionable, you look so colorful, and you are also appearing much more beautiful than you used to be, because at that level, there are no stratifications in terms of what I wear and what you wear. Instead, we are uniformly using similar attire to appear because we are celebrating a particular moment. It has been retained over the years because people like it. It gives them sense of belonging. It gives them sense of confidence. It gives them sense of reasoning. Again, they cancel passionately the idea of stratification between classes, because sometimes when you appear in similar dresses, you hardly determine who is who. Instead, you all appear in similar dresses, and again, the poor and the rich, the local and probably the international, you know, the rural and the urban residents appear similar way, and sometimes you hardly demarcate who is who.
So why has the culture of Ashwebi moved beyond the need to show solidarity and feel like a family, and now it has become a necessity where anyone who doesn't partake is treated as an outsider? Why?
To me, I don't see it as such. Instead, I see it as people are now flamboyantly asking well wishes and associates or friends to wear Ashwebi or Anko during their festivities, celebrations, or weddings because they want to have huge crowd having that similar dresses.
Okay.
Sometimes it gives them a sense of pride. I mean, for someone who is being celebrated or for someone who is being wedded, and then have a large crowd of people dressing the same way, you feel good, you feel relaxed. It gives you sense of pride, and you feel you are being respected and recognized by a large chunk of people who happen to be dressing in similar ways. Now, to me, it remains culturally recognized, it remains socially practiced, and it also remains something that puts people together and gives them that sense of identity and belongingness, which can always be respected because the culture sees it as that. Now, if you cannot wear it, what normally happens is you will be seen as an outcast. An outcast in the sense that you cannot afford hope. For some reasons, you could not feel you belong. And sometimes some people even do not like to be where such weddings are taking place because they didn't wear similar dresses everybody is going to wear.
Yeah.
So you feel neglected, you feel rejected, you feel you don't belong, you feel you are not likely going to be probably labeled or even stigmatized. So as such, many people don't want to go. But it remains culturally recognized, and it's a good practice which people maintain over the years or over time.
But don't you think people are overhyping it? They are overdoing it now because the economy is very hard. Some people cannot afford to buy this ashobi, and
that was why I said the only problem is that flamboyance.
Yes, it's made
where
like
people
it's
are exaggerating. Mm. And when they want to bring out Anko, they bring Anko that is so expensive for many.
Mm.
And again, with the difficulties and the hard time, the economic hardship we are facing, particularly in Nigeria, you realize many people cannot afford. And that's why now many weddings or many celebrations, they bring out 2, 3, 4, 5 different Ankos and
yeah.
with different categories of prices. So get what you can afford.
Okay.
Although you are not going to be forced to wear something very expensive you cannot afford,
mm.
but then we have something similar, I mean, as an Anko that you can be able to afford. Again, you hardly now see one in every celebration, but you see multiple colors.
Yeah.
But then that chunk of people are having it because some cannot afford the most expensive, but something that is much cheaper than others can afford. So that flamboyance, again, I would say people are simply doing it because they think they can afford. And sometimes it has to do with class. Mm. Where do you belong?
Yeah.
Who are
so
you?
Do you think
whom are you celebrating? And that determines the classes and differences of classes that you normally have in the society. And
yeah.
that will continue up to the end of the world.
So do you think this ashobi will ever die someday?
Well, for me, it will not die.
Will the culture
I don't
die?
Want to say it will never, but I want to use the word it will not die mm-hmm. soon. It will not die soon because we are still recognizing it mm-hmm. and we are still practicing it. And in fact, it's becoming an order of the day in every celebration. In fact, you hardly see any wedding anywhere in the rural or in the urban that no ashobi or anko is being brought out and recommended to people. So we don't see the end of it in the near future.
No, it's not even
we don't
only
know what will happen probably in decades. But for now, you will see in the next coming decades, you will continue to see ashobi because it's always being recommended by many when it comes to their weddings or any celebrations
yeah,
that is coming
it's,
by.
It's not only weddings now, even burials.
No, it's not only
weddings.
That was why I always use celebrations
ceremonies.
And weddings and ceremonies.
That was Dr. Abdullahi Meikano Madaki. Speaking, some customs and cultures never change. They will always be there. Well, we hope that with time, the spirit of ashobi will go back to what it used to be, which is to simply show solidarity and not a business venture or a do-or-die affair. God bless Nigeria. This is where we draw the curtain of this episode of The Bearing. Thank you so much for listening. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to making this program successful. The Bearing is a Daily Trust production and you can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify and TuneIn Radio by searching for The Bearing. You can also listen in on NAS FM, 89.9 in Yola and Unity FM, 93.3 in Jos. Remember that it is open for sponsorship and advert placement. So if you intend to sponsor an episode of The Bearing, or if you have questions or comments or even suggestions of topics you would like us to talk about, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. You can also reach us via social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.